Good morning, everybody. It's great to be at the Destiny Conference 2015. Today I'm going to be talking about leadership, about discerning the next dimension. And you know, it's really important that if we're going to hit the next dimension, we have to aim at it. It's okay to think and to pray. It's okay to believe and expect. Things will be the residual of how you think and how you expect. And success is intentional, so we want to make sure that we're intentional about how we approach the success and the leadership that God wants us to be involved in. Sometimes what may look like it's falling apart could be falling into place. And if you don't aim at that success, if you don't have a goal, then you're not going to hit it. You're certainly not going to hit anything if you don't aim. So many today are doing things that they are doing in the ministry without heart. So what do you want this part of your life to really look like? What do you want this part of your ministry to really look like? And what I want to say to you today is this right here, is that I will give you permission today to change. You can look like the old you and still change. You can become articulate. You can become interesting. You can become very inspiring. God wants you to be an inspiring individual. He wants you to be an articulate person. He wants you to be a thinker. He wants you to be a thought leader in our culture today. God has given you the leadership ability to take the responsibility seriously. In Romans 12:8, it talks about leadership. It talks about what a leader is supposed to do. Well, there are a couple of definitions here of what a leader really is. A leader takes people where they want to go. A great leader takes people where they don't want to go. And in Proverbs 11:14, it says, without wise leadership, a nation falls. Matthew 5:13 talks about being salt of the earth. It says that you are the salt of the earth. Jesus is calling them world changers. He's calling them influencers. He's calling them leaders in the culture that they're in. And the word that's kind of the pivotal word here in this verse is the word salt. And salt means that they have been purposed to preserve, purposed to season, purposed to create thirst in the earth. All of us are faced every day with, do you want to be a leader or do you want to be a follower? When my kids were growing up and they got a little bit older and I saw that they were becoming more followers than they were leaders, I spoke to them quite often about being a leader and not being a follower. So you are a thermostat, not a thermometer. A thermometer tells the condition of the room, but a thermostat changes the condition of that room. In Matthew 4:18-22, it talks about how that Jesus called them to follow Him. And basically, He said something that was really strange when you look at it. He said, I want you to just quit what you're doing and follow Me. And can you imagine somebody comes along and he says to you today, I want you to quit what you're doing and just follow Me. That's what he's asking these disciples to do, just to quit your job and follow a stranger. There had to be something there that was absolutely amazing about Jesus that caused them to want to follow this stranger that came across their path. So what makes people want to follow you? What makes people want to come after you? John Maxwell says that if you call yourself a leader and you have no followers, you're just taking a walk. So what makes people want to follow you? When you have a sense of what is next for them, that's what makes people want to follow you. When you have a sense of what is next for them in their life, that's what makes people excited about following you. In John 4:34-37, it talks about how that we have this harvest and God wants us to get into the harvest. There's got to be people who will follow us into the harvest, that God would raise up followers to go with us into the harvest and to reap this harvest. So there's several things that I want to share with you today that I think are going to be very helpful in getting you to the place to where you have a following and also where you are the leader that God wants you to be. Now, the first point about leadership that I want to make today is this right here. What a leader needs to do is he needs to be a person who can feed what is next in you. So point number one is this right here. Feed what is next in me. That's what people want. Feed it and people will follow. Nothing is more frustrating than coming to a point of breakthrough in your life and then going backwards. Was it the power of what he said or the force of their own frustration that caused Jesus, or that caused the disciples to follow Jesus? I think it was a little bit of both. It was that power that he had, but also it was the force of their own frustration that led them into a place where they followed him. Now, I'll tell you what, some just don't discern the enemy today the way that they should. So what we don't want to do is we don't want to demonize people or ideas that don't work out. We need to keep the door of relationship open always. And I'll tell you what, when you look at Jesus, there was just something about him. And it was when they looked at him and when they saw him, when they saw this personality, when they saw what God was doing, what the Father was doing through his life, he just looked like someone who knew what was going to happen next. So what we want to do in leadership is we want to feed what is next in people. Number two, feed what is in front of people, not what is behind them. Jesus said, I want you to drop your nets and follow me. The Holy Spirit speaks in line with the Word of God. And so we got to know what the Word says before we can recognize the Holy Spirit's voice. You know, in John 21, 1 through 3, after the resurrection, it says that Peter went back to fishing again. Isn't that really strange that he's left all of that, he's followed Christ, and of course, after Jesus dies, we see that Peter goes back to what he is comfortable with. Now, point number three is this right here. Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. Now, here's what I want you to understand today, is that God will, whatever your ministry is, whatever God has called you to do, God will not fund confusion. If you don't know what you're doing, God's not going to fund that. If you're not organized and if you don't have everything in the order that God wants you to have it in, God is not going to fund that, and people certainly are not going to fund that in your life. So God won't fund confusion. When you feed on the strong meat of God's Word every day, what you begin to do is you begin to realign your edge of discernment, and you'll find the purpose that God has for your life. You know, you can't find the purpose for your life if you don't get in God's Word. God is going to speak to you. God is going to reveal to you what it is that He wants you to do. God will not fund confusion, but He will fund purpose. If you know what your purpose is, and if you know that you've been called, and if you know that you've been graced, God will fund that. So God will give you power. God will give power to the purpose that He has called you to. If you will just begin to follow Christ, and if you'll obey the Lord, and you'll find out what your purpose is in Jesus, God will begin to give power to that purpose. Number four, use your faith for fuel to go to the next level. You know, faith is a powerful thing. I live my life by faith. I walk by faith and not by sight, and I know that you do as well. And so as we begin to experience this walk in Christ, you know, the Bible says that faith works by love. And we know that, but we know that God expects that structure to be there, and that structure is faith. That's how we live. That's the thing that really pleases God. So I use my faith for fuel to go to the next level. You need to fuel your life. That's why people fail, because they don't have any fuel. They don't have anything to keep them going. Jesus did not come that you might have church. He came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. God wants you to be fueled with faith. He wants you to be fueled with love so that you don't go into a place of spiritual burnout in whatever ministry that God's called you into. Church is better when we do life together. Relationships need feeding. So as you begin to develop relationships in Christ and in the church and in the ministry that you're in, those relationships need to be fed. And you've got to learn how to feed what's next in people. And you've got to feed what's in front of them, not what is behind them. And you've got to follow Jesus, and He will make you the fisher of men that you need to be. So use your faith for fuel to go to the next level, and there's going to be success that comes into your life and into your ministry. The last thing is follow me, and I will make you. It's kind of a takeoff of follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. Follow me, and I will make you. If we will follow Him, He will make us and create us into the people that He wants us to be. Listen, you're in a class all by yourself. Value what God has placed inside of you. God loves you more than your mama loves you. God loves you more than your kids love you. God loves you more than your congregation loves you. God loves you more than anything. And He loves you in a way where He wants you to be successful, He wants you to be effective, and He wants you to go forward in the name of Jesus. Now what they did is they dropped their nets, the disciples did. They dropped their nets, their career livelihood, and they followed a stranger because there was something different about Him. There was just something about Him that caused them to want to follow Him. And I'll tell you what, most of us spend our lives in a hustle, trying to make things happen. That can be a dangerous place. Hustlers make good businessmen if they redirect their work under the leadership of the Holy Spirit. Some of you may be good creators, but not good administrators. Some of you may be good administrators, but not good creators. God uses what you used to be good at to bring you into what you will be good at in the future. He just modifies it and gives you the Holy Spirit to lead your life. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. When Peter sees, now think about this, in that passage in John 21 where he goes back to fishing, when Peter sees what it's going to cost on the next level, he goes back to fishing. He goes back to what he's comfortable with. Jesus walks out on the beach and says, how's that hustle really working for you? The master is pulling you out of a small place so that he can put you into a larger place. God is right now unlocking the next dimension. God is giving you discernment into the times and the seasons. He's giving you discernment of evil and good. And He's giving you discernment of learning how to follow or to fight against Christ. We want to be followers of Christ. Let's join the following. Let's become the leaders that God wants us to be, and we will see the answer to what God is asking us to do in following Him and being strong leaders in the days and the weeks and the years to come. God bless you. Hope you enjoyed this today.